Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Resurrection chapter 12, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Now I've got to find this
gift.
That's a certain spiritual gift. What about it?
I would not have to see you. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away and sold in these dumb houses.
I said these dumb idols, go ahead.
Even as you were led.
So he said if you go contrary to Yahweh's Torah instructions, you become what? Now, what that G word is that? Gentile, right? Now let's see if they find another word in that mother week. Let's see how they operate. Go to Colossians chapter 1. Now they gonna throw a monkey wrench in here, Mother Z. In the book of Colossians chapter 1. Let's see how they mess with our brain up in here. First Chronicles chapter 1, verse 21.
What?
First Colossians. Book of Colossians chapter 1. Verse 21, Mother Z, Israel, see you right. Now let's see what word they use this time around, Mother Z. Colossians 1, verse 21. Yes, ma'am. Colossians. Ain't no first Colossians.
Let's see what it says in 45, 15, the last two lines. Make, word is make. First word is make. Yeah, 45, 15, and put a little more audio in that voice there. A.B. and Phoebe. Yeah. Call your verse out.
Verse
15, yeah.
Make reconciliation for
Yahweh. Also, Yahweh is in this, letting you know it will be a reconciliation for them, right? Now, who the them is in the last two lines, verse 17? Who is this reconciliation for the last two lines, to make, 45, 17, to make what?
To make reconciliation for the family.
Oh, so all the ones who get the reconciliation got opportunity to come back to where they came from. Who? The children of the 12 tribes of Israel. Back to Bubba Yahweh Israel.
Hallelujah. So we find out that the only one that could be brought back, the only one who was ever there, was the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Hallelujah.
So you can come back from some place you ain't never been.
Well,
let's run back to that, So who you think is operating in darkness? Is that Yahweh or Satan? Which one would you hang your hat on?
Satan.
So Satan is the man that operates in darkness. So when you're in darkness, you're under the power of who?
Satan.
Now he said Zebulun and Naphtali. But let's see who all of the northern kingdom will operate up under the power of darkness. Sabe, Phoebus, three royals. The front of the book of 2 Chronicles right here. Chapter 11. Front of 2 Chronicles, chapter 11. Let's see who all of the northern kingdom was operating up under the power of Satan. 2 Chronicles, chapter 11. Verse number, picking up at verse 13. 13 to 15. So say the Ephesians, see you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And 13.
Yes,
ma'am.
And the priests and the Levites that were in Israel.
Well, the priests, the Levites that was in the northern kingdom, what did they do?
Resorted to him.
So they booked them out of the northern kingdom, right? Verse 14.
For the Levites left their suburbs and their possessions and came to Judah by that
kingdom. In the southern kingdom. For what happened?
For Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priesthood.
Number 15.
Mm-hmm.
And
he ordained him
priest
for the high place and for the devil.
So he ordained him priest for the high place. For the devil, right? So let's see how much of Israel, northern kingdom, did Jeroboam affect that we can read about Mother Eve. Let's see if we put it out. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 12. Let's see how much of the northern kingdom did Jeroboam affect. Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 12. Let's pick it up at verse 25. Let's read down to verse number 31. 1 Kings chapter 12, 25 to 31. Mother, eat Israel. So how much of Israel did Jeroboam called to be operating up under the rulership of Satan, for the Israel of Zerah.
1 Kings chapter 12, verse
25 to 31. Mm-hmm.
Verse
25. Yes, ma'am.
Then Jeroboam built Shittim.
In the northern kingdom, right?
Right.
And did what?
And dwell therein, and went out from thence, and
built Penuel. Verse 26.
Verse 26.
Wait.
And Jeroboam said in his mind,
therefore
the kingdom returned to
him. How many?
How many? Mm-hmm. Verse 27. Uh-huh. And went to go up to do sacrifice in the house of
in the temple of Yahweh.
And
God, so he said, now he said, now you're this people. What people is he referring to here? Ten northern tribes of Israel, right? So he's talking about all the other ten tribes, is that right? Go ahead, what do you do?
Then there is mine of this people turn again unto their Yahweh.
Go ahead.
King of Yahweh Jesus.
Great. The
Son of
Cain. Mm-hmm.
He shall kill me and go again.
Real on
King of
Yahweh Jesus. Cut down to verse 29 and 30. Let's see what he did, mother. Verse 29 and 30. Let's see what he did.
Verse 29.
Uh-huh.
And he said, one in Bethel,
mm-hmm.
in good and bad.
And what did he do? Verse 30.
And this thing became a sin for the people to make the worship before one, even unto man.
There's a bull called the Ten Northern Tribe to come up under the rulership of who? Now, who is this prince of darkness? So he caused all of the ten tribes to come up under the power of Satan, right? Let's look at 1 Kings 14, Mother of the Israel of the right. 1 Kings 14. Let's look at verse number 16. Look at 1 Kings 14, verse 16. Mother of the Israel of the right. Verse 16. 1 Kings 14, verse 16. Yes, ma'am.
And he shall give Israel up.
Now, he is getting ready to let old Israel. Let's see what he's going to let old Israel do. A, B, and B. Turn to Jeremiah right quick. Turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter, I want to say 3, but let me peep at it. Jeremiah chapter 3. And let's look at verse number 1. Let's see what Yahweh finna do to old Israel. Jeremiah 3, verse number 1. Say, Abe and Phoebe of the Roy. What they finna do to the northern kingdom of Israel? Jeremiah 3, verse 1.
They say if a man
threw
away his wife and she goes from him.
They say if a man do what?
Threw away his wife.
So he get ready to put away the 10 northern tribes, right? Yes. That's good. If I'm back to that 1 Kings 14, verse 16, Mothers of Israel, see what? So y'all bump in put Israel in the... with that statement they say, cast it to the curb, whatever they say. He's gonna cast Israel to the curb. 1 Kings 14, 16. What happened, Mother Z?
14, chapter 14,
verse 16. Mm-hmm.
Verse
16. Yes, ma'am.
And he shall give Israel up.
So he's gonna give up the 10 northern tribes. He's gonna cast them to the curb, right?
Right.
Because what?
Because of their sin.
Because of the sins of who?
Because of the sin of Jeroboam,
mm-hmm.
who did sin and who made Israel sin.
So Jeroboam made Israel, northern kingdom, come up out of the power of Satan, right?
Right.
Let's see, how many consist of the northern kingdom? Mother Israel, see, right? What makes up the Kingdom of Israel at this point? Mother East. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 11. Let's pick it up at verse number 30 through 32. 1 Kings 11, 30 through 32. And verse 35, Mother East. How many is hooked up into the northern kingdom, Mother East, that we can put a count on? 1 Kings 11. 30 to 32 and verse 35. Mother Israel of
Seed Royce.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
And they did die.
And all right, Ahiah.
And Ahiah caused a new garment that was on him. And
then it
gave him 12 people.
So Ahiah caused a new garment. It was on that old Jeroboam had decked himself out real good and put on his new garment. But what did Ahiah the seer do, Mother Eve?
Verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to Jeroboam,
what did he say?
Take me 10 pieces of the forges. Take me
10
pieces.
For
thus says Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel,
mm-hmm.
behold, I will render the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon,
He said, I'm going to rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon Goliath.
And we'll give 10 tribes to
feed. So he gave Jeroboam how many tribes?
10.
10 tribes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 32, come on.
32.
Yes, ma'am.
So he shall have one tribe for my servant David, say, and for young guy Judith, say,
good.
Which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Verse 33.
Yes, ma'am. 35, what you working with?
35.
Yes, ma'am.
But I will take the kingdom out of his God's hand and will give it unto thee.
Good.
Even 10 tribes.
So how many constitute northern kingdom? 10 tribes. For Israel, and then Jeroboam called all the 10 tribes of Israel to come up under the power of darkness, right? We know darkness is the power of Satan, right? So they fell off. And that's how, let's go back to that Romans chapter 2, so say amen. We went through all that just to define what Yahweh is saying here in Romans chapter 2. Verse 25 to 29. So say amen, Phoebe of C-Roy. Romans 2, 25 to 29. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. He said, for a circumcision, verily profited. Meaning, just because you're Israelite, don't mean anything to Yahweh. What does he look for, though? You become a Gentile to Yahweh, an alien, in other words, if you break his Torah instructions. Verse 26.
Therefore,
if the uncircumcision is righteous, so he says, if the uncircumcision, meaning the ones that are not Torah keepers, right? They come in and start keeping the Torah instruction. What about them?
Shall not be uncircumcision.
He said, shall not their uncircumcision what?
Be uncircumcision.
Verse 27, come on.
Shall not uncircumcision
be judged
by nature.
Now we know the one that was cut off, right? Because of the sin of Jeroboam, Yahweh said, he cut off his northern tribe, right? So he said, shall not the uncircumcision, which is by nature, go ahead, if the
book.
Go ahead. Verse 28. Yes, ma'am. So he said he is not a Yahweh Judah Israel, which is what?
Which is one.
So he said just because you are born an Israelite, Yahweh don't look at you as an Israelite just because you born an Israelite. Go ahead. Neither. Verse 29, come on. But what? Which is one inwardly.
Which is one inwardly.
Which is one inwardly and what? Born in the bloodline of Israel don't mean a thing to Yahweh if you're not a Torah instruction keeper, right? So let's go back to that book of Hebrews, the literary Hebrews. Mother Z. Israel C. Roy. Book of Hebrews, the literary Hebrews. We went through all of that just to get back to this air thing, right? You're not an heir. Well, yeah, you're an heir if you're born to the Lord. But then Yahweh eyes, that don't mean a thing, right? If you're not a Torah sucking keeper. Book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, Mother Z. Israel C. Roy.
The book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14.
Mm-hmm. 14. Yes, ma'am.
Are they not all ministers
of the Spirit? He said, are they not all ministers of the Spirit? Go ahead.
This book to minister.
Mm-hmm.
For
them.
For them who shall be heirs of salvation.
Now we find out to be an heir, you mean you have to come to the Lord of one of the 12 sons of Israel, right? The only way you could be an heir. Let's write to Genesis, Mother Eve. Genesis 15, 1 through 4. Let's just make it plain as can be. Genesis 15, 1 through 4. Mother Eve, Israel, see you right. Book of Genesis 15, 1 through 4. Genesis chapter 15, 1 through 4. Mother Eve, Israel, see you right.
Mm-hmm. After these things, word of Yahweh come unto Abram in a vision.
And what?
Fear not, Abram.
Fear not, Abraham.
I am your shield and your excellent great reward.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. Abram said, Yahweh, what will thou yield me? Then I go shine and the steward of
Yeah. for plant them that they might dwell in a place of their own, right? Go ahead. And move
no more.
Go ahead.
Neither shall the children family of the wicked.
Family of wickedness.
Wickedness.
Do what?
Afflict them anymore as before time.
Verse 11. Yes, ma'am.
And as since the time that I commanded
judges
to be over my people Israel,
and have caused
you to rest from all thy enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Yahweh
telleth thee
that he will make you an house.
He's going to make you a house. Verse 12, come on.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And when your day be fulfilled. And when your day be fulfilled, and thus shall sleep with the Father.
You shall sleep with your Father? Come on.
I will set up a seed.
Is that I'm going to set up your seed? Not a seed. Your seed.
Okay. I will set up your seed after you.
Which what?
Which shall proceed
out of your vows,
and I will establish his kingdom.
So he said, I'm going to set up your seed after you. And he got to come to your bloodline, right? He got to come to your bloodline. Go to the book of Genesis 35. To save your Phoebe of seed, right? Book of Genesis, chapter 35. Look at verse number 1, 2, and 3. Genesis 35, verse 1, 2. Make that 9 through 12. Genesis 35, verse 9 through 12, to save you, feed you, see you, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. He came out of Paddan Aram, the land of Aram, and did what? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No name? Your name shall not be called anymore Jacob, but
Israel shall be your name.
He called his name Israel. Verse number 11.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
I am Yahweh Almighty.
Now hold that point. Who is this Yahweh Almighty back here dealing with Jacob that we can read about? Who is this Yahweh Almighty that's back here dealing with Jacob? But you know, they say that Yahweh the Father that's back there, right? In the Old Testament, right? That's that hard Yahweh back there in the Old Testament. But who is this dealing with Jacob? The Almighty Yahweh is what he called, right? What can we read some of that about who is this Almighty? Yahweh. Who is the Almighty Yahweh? Go to the book of Isaiah. Mother Israel of Pharaoh. Isaiah chapter 9. And let's pick it up at verse 6. 6 and 7. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Let's see what this Almighty Yahweh. The dealing with Jacob in the book of Genesis. Mother Israel of Pharaoh.
Isaiah chapter
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and verse 7. Who is the Almighty Yahweh that's back there dealing with Jacob? May we change Israel.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah chapter
9,
verse
6. Yes, ma'am.
For unto us a child is born.
Yeah, unto us a child would be born. Go ahead.
Unto us a son is given.
Mm-hmm.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Go ahead.
And his name shall be called Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The Mighty Yahweh.
You mean the child is called what?
The Mighty Yahweh.
The child is called the Mighty Yahweh. So the one that's dealing with Jacob back there is the child. Yahweh the Son, right? What else is he called? The what?
The Everlasting Father.
Mm-hmm.
The Prince of Peace.
Verse number 7.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Are the increase of his government.
Mm-hmm.
And the peace there shall be no healing.
Great.
Upon the throne of David.
Great.
And upon his kingdom. Honor it,
mm-hmm.
And to establish
his judgment, and with justice,
from his
book,
even forever.
Great.
The
seal
of Yahweh upholds
will perform this. So the one that's back here dealing with Jacob, right, is none other than Yahweh the Father, right? Then we can get a pack of witness, Mother Z, in the book of... Yahweh the Son. Thank you for straightening me out there. Yahweh the Son. Let's see if we can get a second witness in the book of St. John, Mother. The Israel, St. John 5:39. St. John 5, make that 37. St. John 5:37, Mother. The Israel, C. Royce. Let's see if we can get a second witness that that is Yahweh the Son that's called the Almighty Yahweh, right? St. John 5, verse 37, Mother Z, Israel of C. Royce.
St. John
5,
verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 5, verse
37. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 37.
Uh-huh.
And the Father himself.
And Yahweh the Father himself, what about it?
Which has sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Has borne witness,
bear
witness, that
bone of
man.
Born
witness of me.
Great.
He have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his face.
So he said, you ain't never heard Yahweh the Father's voice at any time, or even laid your eyes on him, right? Mm-hmm. But to 1 John. First John chapter 5. Let's go verse number 9. Make that 10 and 11. First John 5, verse 10 and 11. So say the Ephesians of C. Royce. First John chapter 5, verse 10 and verse number 11. First John 5, verse 10 and verse 11. First John 5, verse 10 and verse 11. Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. Who shall believe on the Son, and Yahweh has the witness of him in himself.
Well, you say he or she, right? The believers on the Son of Yahweh have the witness in themselves. He or she that what? He or she that believeth not, what about it? He said, he or she that believeth not, Yahweh, the Father, right, have made him a liar. Because? Verse number
11.
Uh-huh. So Yahweh the Father has given to us heirs of salvation, right? Opportunity for eternal life. And how do we get it?
This is life.
And this light comes only through Yahweh the Son, right? So we got to be lined up with Yahweh the Son in order to become lined up with this salvation, right? So let's write to the book of Romans. Mother E. Romans chapter 8. So he says you got to be lined up with Yahweh the Son, right? In order to get this eternal life, salvation, in other words. Start to Romans chapter 8. Keep at verse number 9. Verse 16 and 17. See how we got to be lined up with Yahweh the Son here, Mother. Israel of Sea Royal. What is he talking about? You got to be lined up with Yahweh the Son. In order to be lined up for this eternal life. Let's see what he's talking about in Romans chapter 8, verse 9. 16 and 17, Mother Israel of Sea Royal.
Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 9, verse 16 and verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
When you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you.
So he said, you gotta have the Spirit of Yahweh dwelling in you, go ahead.
And if any man has not the Spirit of Yahweh, he is not of
God. Hold on. If any man and woman, right, have not the Spirit of Yahweh the Son, what about him?
He is not of
you. He or she.
He or she is not of
you. You say if you ain't got the Spirit of Yahweh, right, then you don't belong to him. Verse 16, come up. Yes, ma'am.
The Spirit is there as witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh.
That we are the family of Yahweh. Yahweh the Son. Yahweh the Father. Verse 17.
Verse 17.
Please.
And if the children.
And if children, if the family, what?
And if the family then has.
Heirs. Heirs of Yahweh the
Father.
And what?
And John heirs with Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm.
And so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified.
Honored
together.
But he said that we got to suffer with him, right? In order to be honored with him. That means that everything ain't going to be rosy on this journey, right? Then you're going to have to suffer with him in order to be honest with him. What are you talking about, Mother Z? Let's under Luke chapter 9. See if we can pull this out, Mother Z, as well as see you, right? Under Luke chapter 9 right quick. I'm going to pick it up at verse 22 through 26. Luke chapter 9, Mother Z, as well as see you, right? Verse 22 through 26. Luke chapter 9, verse 22 to 26. Let's see where he's coming from here, Mother Z, Israel of City Royal. Luke chapter 9, 22 to 26.
Luke chapter 9, verse 22 to 26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. Luke chapter 9, verse 22 to 26.
Amen.
Yes,
saying what?
Saying the Son of Man must suffer. Saying the Son of Man must suffer many things.
You can look here. Yahweh the Son must suffer many things. Go ahead and do what?
And be rejected of the elders.
And gonna be rejected of the elders, right? And who else?
And the chief priests and scribes.
He said he's gonna be rejected of leadership that's on the table as we speak, right?
Right.
Up under the rulership of the Rome, right?
Right.
Say Yahweh the Son gonna be rejected of the elders. Priest and the scribe that's up under the leadership of the Roman Empire, right? Verse 23, come on.
Okay, you don't want the rest of
that? We got all we need. Verse 23. Come on.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to them all.
He said to them all what?
If a man will come after me.
Say, if a man or woman gonna come behind me, you gonna follow me, what about it?
Let him or her deny
him or herself. First thing you gotta do is, it can't be about me. That me spirit gotta be tossed in the sea, right?
Right.
So let him or her deny themselves and do what?
And take up my covenant.
How?
Daily.
And do what?
And follow me.
Verse 24. Come on.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Whosoever will save him or her life shall lose.
So he said, you want to do it your way. When it's all said and done, I'm going to cast you into the lake of fire. You're going to lose it when it's all said and done. Being you want to do it your way, right? But the only point, and from Jump Street, Yahweh told our forefathers and mother exactly how it's going to be, right? Back to the book of, what I'm looking for here. Book of Exodus 34.
Had a brain bringing that.
Exodus 34, verse 27, from Abraham Peter. From John Street, Yahweh told our forefathers and mother how it's going to be. Exodus 34, verse 27. Exodus 34, verse 27. Savior, feed your seed right.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Write you these words.
He said, write down what I tell you to write down, Moses. Go ahead. He said, after the tenor, meaning exactly like these words, after these words, right, I made a covenant with you and with Israel. So it's not according to what we think and what we feel, right? That's in the center of Yahweh's word. Luke chapter 9. Pick it back up at verse 24. 24 through 26, mother, the Israel of the right. But he said that you got to be in lead for the salvation. You got to be in heir. Just because you asked, just because you part of circumcision, you gotta be a keeper of Torah instruction to be lined up for this salvation thing, right? Just because you're an Israelite don't mean a thing to Yahweh. But the keeper of the Torah instruction, that's what he's concerned about, right? Luke chapter 9, verse 24 through 26. Mother, be Israel, see you right.
Luke chapter 9, verse 24 to 26.
Mm-hmm. Whosoever will save his or her life shall lose it. But he said that you don't want to line up with my covenant. It's all said and done. I got something for you, right?
Right.
Whosoever will lose his life, his or her life, that same shall save it. So he said, whosoever shall lose his or her life for my sake, he said the same shall save it. Hold that point, Mother Z. Let's see if I can pull out a statement that Yahweh made in the book of St. John, I believe. To say he didn't speak. Let's see if I can put it out in St. John chapter 9. And let's look at verse number 4. He made a statement in St. John 9, verse 4. To say he didn't speak. Or speak his word. What is this statement he made in St. John chapter 9, verse 4? Yahweh Son made a statement in 3, verse 3 and 4. St. John 9, 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
That's why the Son answered. We can have this man sin for his sin.
Mm-hmm.
But that the work of God's law
verse number 4. Yes, ma'am. He said, I must work the work of him that what? Go ahead.
Why it is today.
He said, why it is day, right? You gotta get busy while it is day. What's gonna happen? He said, but the night is coming. But no man or woman is gonna be able to work. You better put it in now. When Yahweh the Son show back on the scene, it's going to be a little bit too late. Luke chapter 9, verse 25, 26, mothers of Israel, see you right. Luke chapter 9, verse 25, 26. Luke chapter 9, 25 and 26.
Luke chapter 9.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 through 33. 41 and 46. Mother Israel. So where we gonna be? Where is he gonna be casting folks to? He said, look here. The terror of Yahweh is going to make him afraid on every side, right? And the minute you ain't going to know which way to go. Now, yeah, if you turn to the right, you might run into a bear. Hold on, let's read that. Brother Amos, Mother D of Israel. Let's see how it's going to be in a minute around here. Run to the book of Amos. Mother D of Israel sees right. Amos chapter 5. Let's look at verse 19 and 20. Amos chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Mother D of Israel will see you right.
Amos chapter 5, verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 19. As if a man did flee from a lion.
But he's going to get away from the lion, right? Ooh, I got away from the lion. What's going to happen?
And a bear met him.
Say it.
Or went into the house.
I got away from the lion and the bear. Now I done locked my door. I'm all good, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
And learned. And lean. This man on wall. And a serpent hit him.
Verse 20.
Shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness? And not light.
Good.
Even very dark. And no brightness in it.
So there ain't gonna be no hiding place. You ain't gonna be able to go into your house and lock your door and think you safe from the terror of Yahweh, right?
Yes.
The book of Job 18:11-14, Sister ABC Roy. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
You say the terror is going to make us afraid on every side. Go ahead.
He's
going to make you move, right? Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. This guy is the king of what?
Yeah.
Nah. Even that is like you. I got the trembling when I ran into them righteous minister spirits, right? I fell down on my face like I was a dead man. Luke chapter 9, Mother Z Israel, 25 and 26. Luke chapter 9, verse 25 and 26. Yes, ma'am. Luke 9, 25 and 26.
Luke chapter 9, verse 25 and 26.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 9, verse 25 and 26.
Yes, ma'am.
For what is a man or woman's advantage?
So he said, what is a man and woman's advantage? Go ahead.
Advantage if he or she gain the whole world.
So you're working it real good in the world. I mean, every day is Sunday with you, right?
Right.
So what is the advantage if a man and woman gain the whole world and do what?
And lose thyself.
And be what?
And lose thyself or be cast away.
And be a cast away. So Mother Eve, where are they going to be cast away with? Run back to that, Matthew 25. When you read that, Mother Eve? Matthew 25, 31 through 35, 41 and 46. So where are we going to be cast away? Mother Eve Israel, see you right. Where are we going to be cast away to? And what I want to know, Mother Eve. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. 31 through 35. 34, 41, and 46. Come on.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 31.
Yes, ma'am.
When the Son of Man shall come in his greatness.
But when the Son of Yahweh the Son come in his greatness, come on.
And all the righteous ministers with him.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall he sit upon the throne of his greatness.
Verse 32. Go ahead.
And before him shall be
gather all nations. So before him is going to be gathered all nations, all 18 nations, right? And what?
And he shall...
And he shall, second line, and he shall, verse 32,
all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided the sheep from the goats.
Now, we're going to break down that statement. Who is the sheep? Who is the goat? We're going to break that down. Who is the sheep? And who is the goat? We're going to break that down for us. Who is the sheep? And who is the goat? Matthew 15, verse number 24. Come up. Matthew 15, verse 24.
But
the sheep is the family of Israel. And who constitutes the goat?
That we can read.
Now who constitutes the goat?
That we can read. If we can read.
Who is the goat?
If we can read.
We need to find out who the goat is.
If we can read.
Who is the goat? Under Genesis 25. Now instead, Genesis 27. Not instead of anything, you're going to get an answer. Genesis 27. Mother, do you have Israel to see right? Pick it up at verse number 9, and let's read it all. Verse 16. We want you to pull it out for us, Mother dear. Break it down for us as you read it here.
Genesis
27. 9 through 16. Break it all down for us. Let us know who the goat is then, Mother dear.
Which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her youngest son. Verse 16. And she put the skin of the goat upon his hand and upon the smooth of his head.
Esau and his five sons, that's the goat, right?
Yeah.
According to what we can read.
Yeah.
That's just 25. So now we have got a clear picture about what's going on with Yahweh the son show up. He's going to set the sheep on his right hand and the goat on his left.
Mm-hmm.
That's just 25. Mother Israel is seaworthy. Pick it back up at 32 to 34. 41 and 46. We read that somebody's going to be cast away. We want to know where you're going to be cast away to, Mother.
So the goat ain't going to be drafted in, huh?
No drafted in going on.
Not for the goat, man.
Nah, the draft is over. Come on, Mother. Pick it back up at 32 to 34. 41 and 46. See how you gonna plug in all that good information you just got, buddy? See how you plug it up in here now?
And for him, you'll be together all day.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall separate the one from the other.
We're gonna separate them one from another, go ahead.
As the shepherd divided his sheep
mm-hmm.
from the
goat. So with the sheep. As the shepherd divided Israel from Esau, right? Come on, 33. Mm-hmm.
And he shall set the sheep on his right hand.
So he's going to set the sheep on the right hand, go ahead.
But the goat on the left.
Verse 34. Yes, ma'am.
Then shall the king say to them.
What are you going to say?
His right hand. Come to me. Blessed, blessed of my father.
He said, come you. Blessed of my father, go ahead.
And inherit the kingdom. Prepare for you from the foundation of the world.
You mean the kingdom was prepared for you from when?
The foundation.
From the beginning, right? The thing was set in stone from the beginning. Verse 41. Yes, ma'am.
Then shall he say unto them on the left,
mm-hmm.
depart from me.
Good.
Cursed.
Hold on, mother. We got to go back over that one. Give it a minute.
Mm-hmm. All the world wondered.
wonder after the peace.
Is that how much of the world? All of the other 16 nations.
That's right.
Verse number 4. Come on.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And they worshiped the dragon.
And they worshiped who?
The dragon.
The dragon, go ahead.
Which gave power unto the beast.
Go ahead.
And they worshiped the beast, saying.
Saying what?
Who is like unto the beast?
Who is like unto this goat guy, right? Go ahead.
That's right.
Who is able to make war with him?
Who gonna bring him down, right?
Yeah.
Who are able to make war with him? We know who's gonna make war with him, right? Matthew 25, verse number 46. Mother Israel, see what?
Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. And he shall go away into everlasting.
Read 45 and 46. Let's see what he's talking about here. 45 and 46. Mother Eve.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. Verse 45. Then shall he answer him, saying, truly, I say unto you, as much as you did it not to one of the least of these,
you did it as you did it not to one of the least of these, who?
Of these, you did it not to me.
Good.
And he shall go away and see everlasting punishment.
Good. What do you think? sick to eat. Be well, always trying to get the good. Forgetting about your Yahweh, right? Go ahead. So he said a man and woman life. Not all about your possessions, right? Verse 16, come on. Yes, ma'am. What did he say? So he said the ground of a certain rich man, right? Brought forth plenty. Come on. And he sat down and thought about a few things, right? But then himself saying what?
That's what I do. Because I have no room where to
install my food. He said, look here. I ain't got no place to put all this good stuff I got. Go ahead, read on. What did he say? He said, look here. I know what I'm going to do. Go ahead. He said, look here. I'm going to pour down my barns. Go ahead. He said, I'm going to build enough to hold all my goods. Right there, right? Go ahead. He said, I'm going to put the lock on it. Hell yeah, I'm gonna bestow my good. I'm gonna lock it up. Ain't nobody gonna get none of this good stuff but me. Come on. He said, I'm gonna say to myself. You know how you talk to yourself sometimes. Go ahead. He said, look here. You gonna make it through the storm? You know, you got everything you need. I mean, if they lock down the stores, you're going to be all right, right? If they tell you you can't come out of your house, oh, you have to go to your big bar, right? Come on. Go ahead, verse 20. What did Yahweh say?
You fool.
You fool, what? Your life. He said, I want your life. I'm finna take my breath back. That's what I'm finna do.
That's right.
Go ahead. Then what? Verse 21, come on. Yes, ma'am.
So is he a sheep
that lay up treasure for who? For yourself, right? It's all about me. Mine and I. Go ahead, and is what? Verse 22, come on. Yes, ma'am. He said to his father, what? What did he say? He said, look here, don't worry about yourself, right? What? What you shall eat. Go ahead. Verse 23. Go ahead. So Yahweh say, so is he or her, right? They have a treasure for themselves. And you ain't got nothing in the bank with Yahweh's name on it, right? Well, let's run back to that Luke chapter 9, Mother Z. Luke chapter 9, 25 to 26. I'm all bound now. Luke chapter 9, 25 and 26, Mother Z, Israel, C. Roger.
Of me
my word.
Now, he said, look here. If you're ashamed of me and my word, how ain't we ashamed of him? You don't do nothing he say do. That means you are ashamed of him and his word, right? Come on. Of him or her shall what?
Him or her shall the son of man be ashamed when he or she shall come in
his own greatness.
His own greatness.
You know, now when I show back on the scene, just like you ignored me and wouldn't do what I recommended and instructed you to do, so I'm not going to even look your way. I'm going to see you get your head chopped off. And I'm going to say, bring him here and slay him right before me. That's what I'm going to say. Come on.
And
when he shall come in his own greatness, what about it?
Come in his own greatness.
Mm-hmm.
In his father's.
Uh-huh.
In his father.
And of the righteous minister's spirit.
And of the righteous minister's spirit.
No. I got it to one more out. Sister Avis TV. From the Matthew 24. But when he show up with the righteous minister spirit, let's see what he's going to be about. Matthew 24. Let's see it at 29. Matthew 24. Verse 29 to 33. Let's see what's going on here. When he show up, what's going on? Matthew 24. 29 to 33. Sister Avis, CBS, right? Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Immediately after the
tribulation, go ahead. What kind of tribulation is going to be, Mother of Israel? What kind of tribulation is this going to be? Blessed Jeremiah 30, verse number 7 and 8. What kind of tribulation is this going to be, Mother of Israel? Let's see you right. Jeremiah 30, verse 7 and 8.
Jeremiah.
Yes, ma'am.
At last, for that day is great.
Good.
So that none is like
it. It ain't going to be nothing you can compare this beat down to, right?
Yes.
It ain't going to be nothing like this. Go ahead, read on.
It is even the time of Israel's trouble.
Whose trouble?
Israel.
Israel's trouble. Go ahead.
But he shall be saved out of it.
Verse 8, come on.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
For it shall come to pass in that day,
says
Yahweh,
that
I will break his yoke from off his neck and will burst your bond and strangers shall no more serve themselves.
But he said, strangers, that means all of the other 17 nations that put you to the test, that they put it that way. And then use you as much as they wanted you. Matthew 24, verse 29 to 32, 33. The same as he just see you right.
Matthew.
Yes, ma'am.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days.
It's going to be a tribulation that has never been, right? Go ahead.
Shall the sun be dark.
Go ahead.
And the moon shall not give her light.
Mm-hmm.
And the stars shall fall from heaven.
Go ahead.
And the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Verse number 30.
Verse 30.
Go ahead.
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn.
So all the other nations going to be mourning. The nations going to be mourning. Go ahead.
And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great honor.
Verse 31.
Verse 31.
Yes, ma'am.
And he shall send his ministering spirit with a great sound of the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds.
Now, if you want to go to finish the shade of him and his word, they gonna just pass you on by, right?
Yes.
Hey, verse 32. Yes,
ma'am.
He said, look here. Learn the parable of the fig tree. Everything you can get a lesson into this, the fig tree can teach you something, right? Learn the parable of the fig tree. Come on.
And
put it
forth
wheat. What we say?
You know that summer is not
good. Verse 33. Go ahead.
Likewise.
So likewise,
you shall see all the
things.
Know that it is
good. So when you see Corona, right? Shut it down, the world.
Yes.
But look here, know that this thing is not. On that note, we're going to bring in our brother. But the dear brother, please, Roy, by faith. Hallelujah, Aqua.
Hallelujah, Aqua. Hallelujah, Aqua. Hallelujah, Aqua. All right. Okay. But it's Israel. Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12. That's right. In the same hour, that right spirit will teach you in the same hour which you ought to say. Which you ought to say. All right. All right, give me John 14:26, Mother Z Israel. Mother Z Israel. Teach you all things, bring all things to remembrance. All things to remembrance. All right, Mother Israel, me Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, let's see what I'm on. All right, Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Psalms 44:1. Buddy Israel, Psalms 44:1. Jubilees. Going to Jubilees. Going to Book of Jubilees.
the Jubilees, chapter. On the book of Jubilees. Yeah. All right, book of Jubilees. Yeah. All right, where's that, Brother Yadai Israel? Okay, I got it. Yahuwah. Book of Jubilee, chapter 32, verse 25. Book of Jubilee, chapter 32, verse 25. Brother D.F. Israel. Yeah, chapter 32, verse 25. Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9. Okay. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9. Pick up at verse 1. 1 through 4, and 17 to 18. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9, 1 through 4, 17 and 18. What is the Israel? Okay, how about, let's go over and see what David's talking about. All right, Psalms. Go to Psalms. Psalms 111 and verse 10. Psalms 111 verse 10. But is Israel? Solomon spoke on that. All right, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Before you read that, read verse 2. Proverbs chapter 1, read verse verse 2, 2, 3, and 7.
He's a what? you walk, but you walk got to be what kind of way? Hallelujah. What?
When wisdom enters into your mind, your knowledge is pleasant.
All right, Bill, that was an excellent precept. Mother G of Israel.
All right.
What you got there, Mother G of Israel? She got something. What you got, Mother G of Israel?
I got a precept to that Jubilee
32:25.
Yes.
All right. What you working with over there?
It's John 14:26.
John 14:26. What did I say that Mother G of Israel?
But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
Hallelujah.
I precept that earlier. Yeah, that you said that Jubilees 32:25. Yeah, I got that one.
Hey, Bill, say I got some more. Hey, Bill, say I got some more. I got some more. What you got, Bill, baby?
All right. Proverbs 3:19. Sit. No, he's speaking about the about that wisdom. Okay. That's a rock. That's a rock. Okay. Huh? No, not yet. I'm coming back to that. You know, it's a rock. I got Sirach chapter 1. Sirach 1. All right. Sirach 1:27. Twenty-seven, 26, 19, and 14. Many of them, though. And verse 6. Let me get verse 6 as well. Oh, we had Sirach. We had Sirach 1. And 6. I see 4 in here, too. Yeah, go ahead, Sister Stevie, a bit. First is Israel T. Roy.
Chapter 1.
the fear of the trap is the wisdom and instruction. And faith and meekness are his delight.
Buddy Israel, hand me Isaiah 33, verse 6. Wait, no. Go ahead. To the TV up there, Prince Israel. Yeah.